We've had a call about. What have you rang in for, sir? Who's this? It's just.
The cricket report you just had on.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that I could hear Coronation Street theme tune playing in the background.
Well, I must say, not that we weren't hanging on every word, but where is it? How do I get that? What did you do?
Hit go.
Hit go, okay, hit go. Now we're going to try. So, who are you, by the way?
My name's Graham.
Okay, Graham, here we go. Graham, seriously, I'm begging you, get a hobby or something, Graham. But
I know. What are we here for?
We'll form a little support group and talk you down in the church place. Let's see, right, we've got it ready now. You think there's Coronation Street playing in the back of our cricket report, yeah?
Here we go. I was watching telly.
Here we go.
Andrew Flintoff wrapped up the game by bowling Daryl Tuffy.
Very good, my friend. Very good. Now, how can that happen on behalf of the sports department? How can that happen? Stop. Oh, no. Stop. That's it. Don't let me loose on the keyboard. You know that. How can that happen that Graham can listen to how is their Coronation Street in the back of one of our sports reports?
I've got absolutely no idea, Danny. We were saying outside. I was going...
Do you hear Al?
Yeah, but
sorry, mate. What?
When was that report purported to be made? Obviously 7:30, 7:45, or 8 o'clock.
I think it could have either been.
Unless it was on a video.
We would have been able to pinpoint this in the old days. It'd be Monday or Monday or Wednesday. But since they've gone 5 days a week, he could have filed that report any time. It was. You don't actually have a TV in the room where you do all this stuff, do you?
No, he must have. Maybe he's back at his hotel room doing it there, watching Corrie.
But it was extraordinarily well spotted. I mean, I know we've got a good signal. We are an FM, but to hear that... Is it still there if I do it again? Is it still there on go if I do it again, Steve? Or has it moved down the computer now? You see, when it was on real tape, you could run this back. But is it still there? Or can we do it? Because some people may say, well, I didn't quite hear it. I can't imagine they would. But one second, Graham, we're going to try and do this again. It's something of a sensation, actually.
Andrew Flintoff wrapped up the game by bowling Daryl Tuffy. Flintoff's fourth wicket innings. New Zealand all out 189.
It's just ending, isn't it? As well, it's just ending. It's just coming to
see the lonely life of the travelling sports reporter.
I suppose so.
He's all holed up in his hotel room. He's got Corrie on the TV. You know,
you're building a little
plastic headboard, the moth-eaten curtain.
It could be just someone else next door. Could be a loud television next door. He may have two naked prostitutes with him. We don't know. He may be in the middle of some kind of scene.
Which brings us back to Carrington House.
Oh yes, we were trying to find London's oldest prostitute still working on the streets. If you just joined us, it was a long time.